Yesterday, I gave you the list of Blender Magazine's wussiest artists. Mm-hmm. The biggest.
Is that a
wussies.
Drinking magazine?
Blender? No, it's not, Mike.
Okay.
No, it's a new hip magazine.
I always wish it was a drinking magazine.
I know.
For Generation Y.
Okay.
This is a list from AOL. You know, we are we still partners with AOL? Is CBS still partners with AOL?
I haven't heard about it in a while.
Yeah. I don't know. All I know is that every once in a while I'll get something that says, attention, CBS employee. I got it today.
Might want to call Dick Ween.
This is Mike. He does not write the CBS Insider anymore.
He doesn't?
Oh. No, don't you remember? Dick Ween.
Did Dick Ween get fired?
No, I think. He,
was he downsized?
Didn't he retire?
I think he retired because sure. He was an old Dick.
Oh, spend more time with the Weens.
The guy that actually wrote the CBS inter-office publication, News at CBS, the guy's name is Dick Ween.
Yes. Dick Ween, the Weener.
Dick, the Weenster.
The Ween Man.
The Man of Weenstinia. All right, here you go. Also, not from Blender, but from AOL, an email they sent me today, and probably countless other millions got.
Right.
Let me see. The 111, the 111 wussiest songs ever.
And now this is not just rock. This is all the songs.
Well, let me see. It appears to be pop and rock.
Pop and rock, okay.
Pop and rock. And this is from AOL. Mm-hmm. And what it is it is a response to the list that Blender Magazine had that we read yesterday of the biggest pussy rock stars.
Okay.
So AOL goes to its people, its subscribers. And what is the deal with AOL now? Am I an idiot for continuing to pay for it? Because I keep reading that AOL is going so down the crapper.
I mean, they're horrible. Every month they seem to be losing more subscribers.
That the deal is supposed to be if you have AOL for broadband, mm-hmm. which I do, they're just going to give it to you for free.
Wow.
You know?
They should.
Well, yeah, right. They should because I could change to Yahoo or to Gmail or I could even, God forbid, use my CBS account for mail.
You could go to catsthatlooklikehitler.com.
Sure could, Mike.
He's got email there.
Here we go. Here are the top 10 wussiest songs ever. Right. And I think I've got a clip of each of them. So bear with me. According to AOL, people on AOL.
Now, yesterday's list I thought was kind of bogus.
Yeah.
Number 10, wussiest.
Bogus, dude.
And they don't use pussy. They use the word wussy.
Right.
Yeah,
okay.
Because they can't do that.
From AOL.
Politically correct.
The number 10 wussiest song ever.
When you try your best, but you don't succeed.
Coldplay. Fix You.
When you get what you want, but not what
this
you
is can. Pretty wussy-fied.
Right.
Now, you guys aren't Coldplay fans, are you?
No, are you?
Yeah.
Are you Apple?
I like Coldplay. I like their first album.
I like Coldplay.
Mm-hmm. All right, well, that's 2 out of 2. I mean, 2 for 2 against.
I like the line in the 40-year-old Virgin.
Yes, I know. Well, I'm familiar with it.
Number 9.
Thank you.
Number 9, wussiest song of all time.
Oh, good one.
What? They're out of their minds.
If by Brad.
Oh, hey, name it and claim it. Thank you, Buzz.
You're fine.
Don?
Yes, Mike?
Seriously, if a picture, you know, was to paint 1,000 words, can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
Why can't I paint you?
I painted you, Mike, on the ceiling.
Picture paints 1,000 words.
Okay. Oh, my God.
I wish we could talk over intros for the whole show every day.
Let's see. Number 9, number 8. Number 8, wussiest song ever.
Yeah.
No. That's not it.
No, that's not it. Number 8. Oh, here we go. It's Man George.
Yes. So far, I think this list is spot on.
Do you really want to hurt me? Yep, we do, George.
My crime. I'm 6'5".
Do you realize when this guy, this faggot was really popular?
Yes.
I think that Buzz, we might have been doing mornings around this time.
That's true.
When we were having to play his records every 45 minutes. And I believe one day I actually had a serious discussion with somebody thinking that Boy George was going to be like the next Frank Sinatra. That he was going to make it from generation.
Was that one of your predictions?
To generation. Yeah, I mean, when when It's Record first came out.
Right.
Before I saw it. it was like the music was like nothing else that had been on the radio.
Yeah, I'll never forget the first time I met him, and I met him backstage at the Prince's Trust rock concert in London. And the thing that strikes you when you meet Boy George for the first time, right. Well, you think Boy George, you think little waif-like dude.
Right.
He's like this massive fat man.
See?
Tall, fat dude.
Number seven.
With makeup on.
Number seven, we'll see a song.
What is this?
I don't know. What's Left of Me by Nick Lachey.
Oh, yeah.
Is this the song that he wrote right after the breakup?
Is this the song is like Jessica's a Bitch?
It just came out.
Watch my life pass me by.
Right, goodbye.
That sounds so different than everything.
Right, I just could say, here's me in the car. If I punch on a radio station and this is on.
Right.
In
the rearview mirror.
That's all the time it takes me.
Exactly.
Goodbye.
Right.
I'm on the next channel.
So long, Nick.
Okay, number six, I would have to agree. Oh, hold on. It's the same one.
Boy, they all sound the same.
It's Nick Lachey. Hold on. Number six. Still Nick Lachey.
My wife is so big and dumb.
No. Oh.
Oh, now.
Dan Fogelberg.
Sorry, I have to protest. I'm a Fogelberg fanatic.
I hate Dan Fogelberg.
I'm a Fogelberger. Jesus.
Met my old lover at the grocery store.
I would love nothing better than just to shove pixie sticks up this guy's nose. Really. You know the big, long pixie sticks,
that's
too.
Right. But don't you remember when the snow turned into rain?
Hey, Mike, Jesus. It's always sunny in 98.
Longer than they've been fishing.
Okay, bye. Run for the roses.
Bye, douche. Here's number five. We'll see a song of all time, according to AOL. No, come on. God damn. Rob, when you downloaded, did you put the whole song on?
I did.
Oh, thank you. We'll never play the whole song, though. It was happening. It's Bret Michaels. Look at my tattoos.
Every rose has a thorn? Huh?
Every rose has its thorn,
it's
Mike.
It's thorn. I'm sorry.
We're poison. Wake up!
Thumbs down. I don't think this is a wimpy song. I think this is a rock ballad. I think it's a rock ballad, but not a wimpy rock ballad.
A power ballad.
No, really. It's like, every rose has its thorn. I think that's kind of a macho slow song.
So overplayed.
Got some guys.
Number 20. Here's one that's out now. Jesus Christ, yes. Really?
I think Joe just parked up, though, just on the
way. Well, you know why I like this guy? Can I tell you seriously why I like this guy's music? Because whatever, you know, I heard that when he records, he plays everything. And so every instrument on there is a blunt instrument.
Shut up. Sorry. God. Okay. Let's see. Number three.
Hi.
Oh, now, come on now. This is a movie about rats, you stupid effers.
Mike, it's the wussiest song ever. He went from touching rats to touching Macaulay Culkin.
You know, it is a wimpy song. You have to say, can I like a wimpy song?
Yes, you can.
Of course
Mike.
You can. You created that stupid movie about the dogs.
A salute to Ben Peterson.
number two, Mike.
Hello to Ben Peterson over at the old joint.
Number two, here we go.
Number two, don't have to.
Don't want to.
The second.
Don't want to, number two, Don.
Yeah, I hate this song. God. Speaking of Canada, as we were before, I believe this guy is Canadian, right?
Yeah, I think so.
Hold on, I got something for him.
All right.
Oh, dear.
That was wimpy, Don.
I was just a little juicy, wimpy fart.
Yes.
I think I'm going to choke on that reply.
Sometimes when we touch, the honesty's too much. Please. Sometimes when we touch, I can feel your implants getting hard. Sometimes when we touch. Okay, let's
wowzy,
let's
woo
move
woo.
On to number one, okay?
Number one.
The most.
This is the wimpiest song in the world?
Yes, according to AOL.
All right.
It's R.E.M. and Shiny Happy People.
Really?
Well, this is kind of an upbeat number.
I don't think it's that wimpy. I don't certainly think it's the wimpiest.
I mean, it shouldn't be on a list with Dan Fogelberg. Hey! Let's river dance. Let's pretend. Yes, everybody's glazed. I'm Michael Brown Stripe from REM. This is not funny.
I'm wearing Oprah's underwear.
This is not funny.
Gail wore it last night.
All right, AOL. Thanks.
All right. Well, better than their wimpiest artists.
Well, that was Blunder gave us the wimpiest artists. It was AOL and the people who pay for AOL.
Users.
Like me, yeah, the users who came up with that list.
You know, I think there's some place where there's a writer's room where these people make these lists and they're having a great time and maybe making money, and it's very unfair.
I got to hit this. Remind me tomorrow, please, to give you the information. I have a website that leads to a trailer that will really upset Rob. A movie trailer about the Black Jesus.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. This is a movie that...
This is Robert, the angry mailman for the Don's and Mike show.
Kind of like the Mel Gibson thing, except I guess one of the Wayans brothers plays Jesus. Is that it?
Well, they put his face on it.
Yeah, and it's a little baby Jesus in the manger.
Oh, and he gets into all sorts of adventures?
It's called Little Savior.
That's wonderful. Yeah.
No, the name
little
of the
Christ.
Movie... Little Christ. The name of the movie is Color of the Cross.
Oh, all right.
Color of the Cross. But we don't have time... Oh, stop it, Rob. We don't have time to get to that today.
You know what? I heard the Chariots had spinners.
It's Yo, Spartacus.
Peace in the Middle East.
Word to your mother.
Check out the grill on Pontius Pilate. All right. I look forward to seeing this film.
Yes, we all do, I think.
Don't shake your head, Rob. It's going to be fine.
Yeah, it'll be great.
It's going to be just fine.
Did I tell you my son-in-law, my daughter's husband? I mean, like I mentioned, yeah. Talk about feeling old. My daughter's going to be 29
right.
In a couple of days here. She and her husband live in the Minneapolis area,
right.
And he is the greatest son-in-law, really, that you could ask for. The guy just busts his ass, works 80 hours a week, three kids, dedicated husband, dedicated father, just... fantastic.
Good.
She called me up the other day and mentioned that he had gotten a bonus at work.
Oh, nice.
And with his bonus money, Mr. I'm so proud of him, and he went out and bought a grill. But not like a Weber grill. What he did was he went out and got the first teeth. You know, he got the snap-ons.
Your son-in-law
did? Got a nice smile.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, he did. And now when he smiles, apparently it's all platinum.
Wow.
It's all platinum. And
man, oh man.
And I said to her, boy,
I'd love to see a picture. That's very unusual.
Well, you married an idiot. And,
really? And I thought that was primarily, you know, I didn't think that he would be buying that.
Oh, didn't I mention that my daughter married a color? I never mentioned that. She married a colored guy.
No, absolutely
you never
not.
Said that.
No, Mike, that is, come on, please. They live in Minneapolis.
Of
you know,
course.
You know, you know how many black people live in Minneapolis? They all play for the Vikings. Okay? Or whatever their basketball team is. Okay.
Let me check my chart.
Mm-hmm.
78.
No, but he got him. He got him. And even more disturbing, I'm talking about feeling like an old fart. So
right.
She's telling me, so he got his teeth, he slips them in.
Very popular. There are high schools now that are banning them. You
he
know,
slips them in and slips them out. I said, well, that's great. Now Ethan wants them.
Sure, really.
Now, keep in mind, Ethan is my grandson.
I just don't picture that in Minnesota. Don't picture, you know, snapping in your grill and going down to the lodge.
3 years old.
You know? Man.
Okay. Well, another day, another show.
Yes.
Tell you more about that.
Please. So we're not going to have time for our reading. A reading from the first letter of Paul to the Wu-Tang Clan.
No, we do not, Mike, because it's the 25th day of July.
That's right.
And I know the kiddies out there are so excited.
Mm-hmm.
It's our special Christmas in July show.
Yay. Very exciting.
And when we come back, Rob, that simply is not working.
Not at all.
Well, that's unfortunate.
That is unfortunate.
That's
Let's try
good.
This.
No, listen, come on.
See?
Never mind.
You've lost the mood.
Just never mind.
I'm out of the Christmas spirit now.
You know, he tries very hard to be a very good producer.
Well, of course.
And I don't want to just beat this hangdog all the time. But you know, really, just sometimes just produce.
Okay.
How many German Kraut music beds do we have loaded in here? We got now this one's already in the computer, right? And I got this one. It's also also already in the computer.
That's German.
You want that handy.
Mein Nachbar, der ist kinderreich und sieht so schüchtern aus.
And all of our Hitler music is...
He's got plenty of Hitler music.
Is in the Hitler music in the computer. Right. But the Santa Claus music, for whatever reason...
You know, wonderful, sweet Santa Claus music that ought to be handy all the time.
Yeah, Mike, you're goddamn right.
It's on a dusty, cheesy, and cheese whiz-covered tape.
And don't be sitting out there at home saying... Oh, Don, Mike, especially Don, ask, you know, Christmas isn't for 5 months. I say to you exactly, and I say to you that Kong knew that today we were going to do Christmas in July because they mentioned it yesterday.
So true.
And please, it should have been in the computer.
Apply yourself. Everything's in the computer. Everything is in there. Except Robbie, really, I never want to hear this sound again. You know what this reminds me of? That's the sound of Fairfax.
The old place.
The old sound?
That's the sound of the old. That's a sound we shouldn't have anymore.
You're right.
Really. Here you go. Bad monkey. Very bad ape. Bad ape. Bad ape.
But we're going to be celebrating Christmas in July, right?
Yes, we are.
That's exciting.
Yes, we are when we come right back.
Very, very good.
From the stop set that we should have hit moments ago. God, thank God I'm the executive producer now. In charge of important stuff on this show. You do stuff like put that in this, okay?
Okay.
Okay. There you go.
Ah, there's our Christmas German song.
Das deutsche Band.
Oh, Tannenbaum.
Because as you know, Santa had a cat that looked like Hitler.
He did. Yeah. He's got several.
He might still have them.
Yeah, well, if he's not vacationing.
All right, secrets out of the bag.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
When we come back, we'll be talking to Double K.
Yeah, which is pretty interesting when he's not on duty.
Off-season Santa.
Off-season Santa.
Be right there.
This is the Don and Mike Show.